Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
COBOL turned 60 years old this year. Now, you may not hear too much about the groundbreaking computer language these days, but it's estimated that some 80% of financial transactions still use COBOL. That's common business-oriented language. As programmers retire, fewer are joining the workforce to place and keep COBOL programs running. But as Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports, COBOL's death has been predicted before.
60 years ago, COBOL was designed for those big wardrobe-sized mainframe computers. It was embraced and still used by many governments, hospitals, insurance, and retail businesses. Since it was created, the one constant in the history of COBOL is the prediction it was about to die. Even when it was still technically in development, its future was uncertain.
Well, less than a year later, there were rumors all over the industry that COBOL was dying.
That's Rear Admiral Grace Hopper in a video of a 1981 lecture. Hopper, nicknamed Grandma COBOL, helped create the computer language. After hearing the rumors, one of her collaborators went out and bought a granite tombstone.
He had the word COBOL cut in the front of it, and then he shipped it express collect to Mr. Phillips in the Pentagon.
The prank on Charles Phillips, a leader for the project at the Defense Department, was a turning point, she said. COBOL would go on to become the most widely used and longest-lasting computer language in history. The reason? COBOL reads a lot more like English than past programming code, says Mike Russell, COO for Frost Bank in Texas. Older coding languages were math-heavy.
I mean, if you look at it now, you'd have to know. It's like learning a completely foreign language, but one like Russian or Chinese, where even the characters are different, right? And it's a mathematical formula in those characters.
For once, something was built for businesses, he says. Frost has around 30 apps still relying on COBOL. Other financial service providers still use COBOL because it's fast, efficient, and resilient. Companies can still embrace the new, like smartphone apps and better websites. COBOL's on the back end, Russell says. It's like an old car. While the seats might be worn and the body's banged up, maybe even embarrassing to look at.
So all the things that matter outwardly to me as the user, I can change for a large part, right? But I can't change underneath very easily, like the engine or anything else. As long as that's running, I may not need to change.
In other words, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The cost for many companies outweighs the benefit. But with a lack of programmers to maintain those systems, the equation may change. Texas A&M San Antonio professor Robert Vinaja has been teaching COBOL for more than 20 years. And even back then, they were saying it would die soon.
Yeah, I mean, people keep saying that COBOL is about to die, and I mean, probably I'm going to die before COBOL dies.
Even though it's on the catalog, the course wasn't offered last year as the school shifts towards cybersecurity and more popular languages. PHP, Java, and others use a graphical interface that attracts students. COBOL can still fill a class, but
the looks of the applications are dull. I mean, nothing fancy. Even in when I teach that class, I warn students that we're not going to create any fancy app, anything that they would be proud to show their friends.
Since COBOL's inception, languages like Basic, Ruby, and dozens more have come and gone, says Vinaja. But a lot of schools have stopped teaching it, and programmers continue to retire without replacements.
I'm 26. Besides myself, the youngest coworker I have is 40 years older than I am.
Sergio Montejano works for a financial services firm. He learned COBOL at the University of North Texas, specifically because of that need. He has job security, a good wage, room to grow. But he admits other developers often chuckle when they hear what he works on. But it's mission critical to companies, he says.
I think there's a misconception about it, a misunderstanding about it as far as it being old. Usually in technology we think because it's old, it's irrelevant.
Montejano says it's still the fastest processing language out there. Both he and Frost Bank's Mike Russell see the program going away in the next few decades. But for now, reports of its death are greatly exaggerated. For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav.